have 107 degree weather. We had low 80s. It was awesome. So we had lots of different students from Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College coming out. We're still a day out from getting numbers for that event, but we had folks signing up for prizes that were donated from local businesses. We had people looking for jobs at those local businesses. Yeah. We had lots of people getting acquainted. So lots of good feedback from students. Seemed like they love the event, as they do every year, and a lot of great connections were made. So we appreciate all the businesses and organizations that came out to support and all those different students. And Emporia State University and Flint Hills Technical College working to get their student bodies involved within the community. We appreciate all the effort. And that's one of several events that are coming up. Mix and Mingle is one of our events that we're bringing back on Thursday, September 5th at Champions Landing from 5:30 to 7:30. This event is for people that are newer to the community or haven't made some community connections. We're trying to get people involved with community organizations and meet new friends, meet new people, get connected with your community. This event, you can sign up at EmporiaMainStreet.com. It's a blast, and we're encouraging everybody to come out to that. Of course, the Great American Market is coming up September 14th, and that is downtown from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event this year is going to be huge. It will, as it stands right now, be our largest Great American Market that we have ever held. So we're encouraging everybody to come downtown, invite your family and friends from out of town. This will be a fantastic market with a lot of new vendors, a lot of classic vendors that we've had in the past as well. So come downtown, shop, eat, enjoy the atmosphere, and we're expecting a banner day. For those people that are alumni of Emporia High School, we have a Pella all-class reunion activities on September 20th and 21st. There's a variety of activities that are listed on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com. So get together with your classmates and folks from other classes that you can share memories, make new ones at this year's Pella. We have the Jigsaw Jam, the first edition of that with our partners at Lyon County History Center and Trox went fantastic, and we were basically harassed online for several days afterwards. When's the next one? When's the next one? I got to get my fix. Well, the next one will be Wednesday, September 25th from 5:15 to 8 p.m. at the Lyon County History Center. The spots for teams are going quickly, so if you want to sign up for this, make sure you're going to EmporiaMainStreet.com and signing up soon. We did sell out last time. We're anticipating we will again this time, so make sure you get signed up. We have the Makerspace Summit, our second one on the statewide, which ended up being a multi-state summit last year, will be Thursday, September 26th from 9 to 4 p.m. at Emporia State University for people learning about makerspaces and fabrication labs and how to support entrepreneurs and just technical making. It's a cool summit that has a lot of different experts that are coming in. And we have Start Your Own Business class registration that's open up. SYOB classes start October 7th. They're Monday, Thursday classes that run from 6 to 9. Lots of different businesses have started up within the local region from SYOB. So if you're interested in signing up or you know somebody else that is, go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and get signed up quickly. There is a cap for the class, so make sure you're getting signed up soon to participate.
All right, a few of the things happening through Emporia Main Street here within the next handful of days, really, because, you know, that list goes on and on and on through the end of this year as we head towards the holidays as well. So, yeah, log on to EmporiaMainStreet.com. All the information, as Casey mentioned, is right there. Casey, thanks.
Thanks. And a lychee is a tropical fruit native to China.
You know, Casey, he has all the information.
All I care is you can get your hands on some of that so I can try it.
Go to Emporia Main Street.
There's self-roasted coffee beans on the side of a volcano. You don't even have to roast them. They're just pre-roasted.
Casey, great stuff as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Casey Woods, director of Emporia Main Street. He's got all the answers, doesn't he? He really does. Casey and Emporia Main Street. 655, 66 degrees. Good morning.
Recently, our entire family went on vacation to Arkansas. One morning, my dad and I were sitting on the porch watching a bird, talking about how pretty it was and how we've never seen it back home in Kansas. After the bird flew off, he Googled it and pulled up a picture of a chickadee, convinced that's the bird that we observed. I objected and told him that what we had just seen was obviously a bluebird. How could he not see that? It was kind of a joke between us for the rest of the trip, but it made me wonder how two people could be looking at the exact same thing and see it so differently. But guess what? We still love each other. And even though people disagree over things way more important than bird watching every single day, the principle is still the same. Whether it's politics, bird watching, or something equally silly, agreeing with someone should not be a prerequisite for loving them. It certainly wasn't for Jesus. This is Jordan Steinman with 12th Avenue Baptist Church. For What It's Worth.
For What It's Worth is brought to you by Dr. Ryan Kohlmeyer with Kohlmeyer Dental.
KVOE Live and local, there's the Lunch Bell. School lunch menus brought to you by good friends at Citizen State Bank with 10 convenient Emporia area locations for their great customers. Let's go to Walnut Elementary for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Hello, my name is Etta Ivlin from Walnut Elementary School. On Wednesday, August 21st, breakfast will be toast, scrambled eggs with fruit, juice, and milk. Our lunch choices for today are Crispitos and cheese sauce or grilled cheese with refried beans, cherry tomatoes, pears, and milk. Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day. Our school lunch menu is brought to you by our good friends at Citizen State Bank. 10 convenient Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. It is 6:57, and it is time for sports. And with that, here's Blake Cripps.
Thank you, Ron. The Kansas City Royals couldn't keep their hot streak going last night, losing 9-5 to the Angels at Kauffman Stadium. LA torched the bullpen for 5 runs in the 5th and 6th innings combined to take the lead. Angels knocking out Cole Rakins in the 6th.